Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody! Hey, and hello. As always, I'm not entirely prepared for my opening remarks, but now I am. My name is Doug Benson, and I love movies. I tried to be dramatic, like, this is American Idol, but I couldn't pull it off. All right, we're coming to you live on tape from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles. As always, preceding Comedy Death Ray, it's Tuesday, May 11th, 2010. And since this is episode 50, I think this is a good time to quit. And and start a new season next week. So starting next week, the show is going to have a new name. We're going to change the name of the movie to of the show to Doug Loves Movies. Because my name is Doug and I love movies. I don't know why I call it I Love Movies. Because if you Google I Love Movies, the first thing that comes up is some sort of porn thing about somebody who loves porn movies. And I just love all movies, porn or otherwise. So next week it'll be called Doug Loves Movies. That's an exciting change for everybody to look forward to. And remember Larry Zerner, the guy who was on the podcast and he stars as Shelley in Friday the 13th. 3D. Yeah, yeah. This is a little smattering of applause for Larry. He's dead now. And so we're going to all go dance on his grave. No, he and I are going to re-team to do a live commentary of that movie, Friday the 13th 3D. We're showing it in 2D, but believe me, the 3D wasn't that amazing to begin with. And it's going to be at the Cine Family Theater in Los Angeles on Fairfax Avenue. Near Melrose, and it's going to be on May 24th, so Google that shit to figure out how to get tickets, or follow me on Twitter. I'm sure I'll put a link on there. All right, since this is the season finale, I decided to have some of the best Leonard Maltin game players on here to have a tournament of champions that will continue into next week's show as well. So please welcome three people who have done very well at this game in the past. Kate McCucci, Jimmy Pardo, and Paul F. Tompkins.
I didn't write all of your names down on here, so I almost blanked and forgot who I was just talking to backstage mere minutes ago.
Check.
Look at your notes. It's like you're like the guy from Seven.
Or that is R. Crumb's brother is what I what my show looks like. Did you on
swallow
paper.
That? Did you swallow that string yet to cleanse yourself?
Not that brother.
I loved it.
I always forget it's two different weirdos.
Yeah,
that weirdo.
R. Crumb is a weirdo related to two weirdos.
Right.
So let's get right into it, you guys.
Okay.
Last night at Largo, I had a preliminary competition between Dana Gould and Jerry O'Connell.
Hmm.
And Jerry won that showdown. So someday you guys will have to face, one of you will have to face him in the ultimate showdown. Next week, I'm going to have three more competitors. Let's not say who they're going to be.
I wish you'd told me this after, Doug.
I know this is a lot of pressure on a man who just got married. Congratulations,
oh,
Paul
thank
and Tom
you.
Kidd.
Thank you.
Yeah, put the microphone in the audience direction to get all that audience applause. You don't want to miss any of that audience applause.
I thought I would get some extra applause, but then this gooseneck microphone went crazy on me.
The old gooseneck. All right, let's talk about movies.
Baby. Let's talk about, let's talk about you and me. Let's talk all about right. all the things on.
Finally, somebody made hip hop Roaring Twenties.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's
too
talk
long
about
though.
You and me.
Do, do, do. Someone's getting a megaphone for Christmas.
Yes.
Oh my God, that could be a new Christmas classic. Someone's getting a megaphone for Christmas.
Somebody's getting a megaphone for Christmas. Get ready to shout out the Roaring Twenties.
I like that you went ballad style rather than the sort of novelty.
No, I went ballad. I love that time of the season.
Lovely.
That's no time for joking.
Yeah, let's not forget the reason for the season.
Right? A guy died. No, wrong. Guy was born. Heads up. You know what? I bet you somebody died that day.
But then, like all
Circle
guys,
of life.
That's right. We're also celebrating everybody who died on September 25th. Never forget September 25th.
Forget as well.
When all those people died.
You don't know what happened on the 25th. Some survivors didn't make it. Some people held on for a couple of weeks. We finally had to say goodbye to them. You put up a good fight. Went down 200 flights of stairs. But now it's time to say goodbye.
I haven't been listening for over a minute. Kate Micucci, you just came back from... first of all, you are... I should clear up for anybody who's confused, maybe, listeners, that you are half of Garfunkel and Oates and have appeared with Ricky Lindholm on this show and have done very well at the Leonard Maltin game. You're a Leonard Maltin savant.
I don't know how that's possible, but I guess every time I just luck out and knowing the answer, I don't know if it's going to happen tonight.
Your false so. Modesty sickens me.
What a joy.
Pleasant. And so you just came back from New York where you were shooting a few episodes of Bored to Death, the Zach Galifianakis program on... That's what I call it. There's some other guys the lead, but to me, it's the Zach Galifianakis program on HBO. And did you see a motion picture on the plane on the way back? I always like to talk to people about what they saw on planes.
You know, it was unfortunate because the whole system was broken and no one was watching anything for the whole 6 hours.
I got
hours.
A free flight because of that.
No, really?
When that happened, I was like, what do you mean no movie? And they're like, just take this free flight coupon. And
what? Wait a minute. What airline was
wait, free flight,
it was on,
not a free
it was
beverage?
On United, what where I am, I've reached the, I'm in the Frequent Flyer program, and I've reached king level. I'm a king. So every time I get on the plane, it's mine to run. And when the movies don't work, I really bitch. So what'd you do? Read a book or some shit?
I read a
book or some shit.
Into the microphone, please, Mr. Parker.
Yeah, read a book or some shit.
What'd you do, draw on a cave wall?
What'd you do? What'd you do, sit alone with your thoughts? What'd you do?
Holy crap.
Hey, you know
I can't sit alone with my thoughts and no armrests. Like, if you're in a middle seat, there better be a fucking movie. That's all I have to say.
Wait, somebody that's a king should never be in the middle seat.
I don't care if it's a squeakquel. I want a movie on the plane. So you, what'd you do?
Well, I was reading Sarah's book, and then I fell
asleep. The Bedwetter!
Yes.
Available in bookstores.
Oh, I thought it was Going Rogue.
It's an amazing book. It's so good. But I was really tired and fell asleep for about 5 hours. But then at one point, somebody tapped me.
Great review for that book.
For a 6-hour flight.
I know. I was really... Isn't that great when you fall asleep for the whole flight almost, though?
It really is.
It's really a nice feeling. But at one point, somebody tapped me on the shoulder and they said, "Do you want a hot dog?" And I said...
What are you,
they don't serve hot dogs on planes. What the hell?
It was a hot dog.
Was it a Serbian robot? Do you want a hot dog?
No. And so I woke up and I ate like maybe a quarter of a hot dog and then I fell back asleep.
What are you talking about?
What are you, Shea Airlines? I don't understand. Who serves hot dogs?
It was
hot dog now, hot dog. Guy walking up and down the aisle. Popcorn now, hot dog.
Hey, that's it.
Who needs them? Who needs two? Hot dog now.
It's so much easier to throw the stuff, though, because it's a small tube. Yeah. What? I have to ask you now, what airline was this?
This was Continental.
So Continental.
They tried to make the hot dog fancy, though, because they didn't call it a bun. They called it dough.
What?
Yeah.
But they still call it a hot dog.
A hot dog and dough. Yeah.
That sounds horrible.
Wait, I think it's... This was part of your being asleep.
You mean a bagel dog? Was it a bagel
dog? This was a dream. Yes.
No, I'm pretty sure.
And then we landed at my old high school. Then my mom was my dad.
Nah, what up, hot dog?
Have you been to the movies lately, Jimmy?
I went this afternoon, Douglas. I went over to the Arc Light. I was in the dome. I sat comfortably in my own row and section. Very crowded this afternoon is my point.
One time I went to the dome and I was sitting with a friend, but we were in that front row of the kind of upper balcony thing, yeah. Which is kind of cool.
That's nice.
You might be able to put your feet up or whatever. And the place was empty. Lady comes with her friend.
Oh,
and they
no
sit,
fucking way.
They sit right next to me.
No, move.
Right next to me.
Move.
Seat right next to me.
That's
and I go, weird. And I kind of make a face and move over a seat. She goes, "What's your problem?" "This is a movie theater." Like, all right, well, you've managed to say the one thing that puts me in the position to not be able to argue with you. You're right, it is a movie theater where weirdos sit way too close to people for no fucking reason.
She was saying, like, this is a movie theater, what do you expect to happen? People are, of course, going to sit right next to you when there's millions of other seats.
Yeah.
That's what I think was strange about that lady.
Yeah.
Now, I had a question that I forgot for Kate.
Oh, yes.
Hopefully it'll come
back.
Oh,
we're going all the way back to Kate now? Because Jimmy really ran with the...
Oh, no, I had a question for Jimmy.
I was asked a question I gave you, and I did not tell you what movie I went to.
I really saw a movie. It's can we guess?
Did you see... Well, I know what movie is at the Dome currently. You were there today?
I was there this afternoon, yes, sir.
You saw Iron Man 2?
I saw Iron Man 2.
Were you in the company of your son, Olivier?
No, I went solo.
Oh.
And his name is Oliver.
Oh. I was in honor of Continental Airlines. I was pronouncing it... With a bit of a flair.
No, Oliver cannot go see Iron Man 2. That's not appropriate for a child.
What?
You see that movie?
It's made out of comical
books.
It was
boring. A 2.5-year-old would be bored if his daddy was.
Well, I thought that movie needed more of Scarlett Johansson fighting and less of Mickey Rourke not fighting. Like, Mickey Rourke sitting around was never interesting. Oh, look, he's building something. Who gives a shit? Show up with your thing built. We don't need a montage. The opening credits is a montage of a guy welding stuff together.
Right, but he's got those little reading glasses on the tip of his nose. I liked it every time he put them on.
That
here's
is
this
interesting.
Guy, go fuck yourself. Oh, yeah, very good.
I'm gonna...
It's like student films where they show you the doorknob turning. It's like, how do we know that he got in there?
How do we know anything about this guy unless we see the license plate on his car? That is another one that drives me crazy. Like when they do character development on the license plate.
What bugs me about... I haven't seen Iron Man 2, and I probably won't, because I hate when they make... I enjoy the big blockbuster action movies as much as the next person, but when they make the sequel, and it's particularly with comic book movies, they feel this need to like jam a million other things in the sequel... Like, how about add one thing? You can add one thing. Why does it have to be like every
fucking thing they can think of.
Remember when Sam Jackson showed up at the end of the first one after the credits?
Oh,
and
I
said,
do.
And said, you should join the Avengers?
Yeah.
He spends the rest of this new one trying to get him to join the Avengers. Guess what happens by the end of the movie? He hasn't joined the Avengers. Like, how fucking long are they going to drag it out? We know he becomes one. It's in the Bible that is comic books. It's so weird. It's so, like you're saying, like they have all these extra characters, and that's why Scarlett Johansson isn't in it enough, if you ask me, because there's too much else going on.
I think I read you.
Loud and clear. So you haven't seen Iron Man. What have you seen? What make yourself useful.
I saw... Wow. on my honeymoon, there was one night that we...
You went to the movies on your honeymoon?
No, I did not go to the movies, but I saw a movie.
Oh, okay.
We would have a happy hour in the hotel room where we would have we would have wine at like, you know, earlier and earlier every day. And then one day happy hour started awful early. And we were ready. There was one night where we slept. We like took a nap at 4 and woke up at 10 the next morning. That was fucking awesome. There was a moment where I woke up at 1 a.m. and I was like, oh no, this is going to be terrible. I was instantly asleep again. And then woke up, it was the next day. It was fantastic. But one night we were just like
Hawaii,
spent.
Come here and sleep.
Yeah, well, it was great. We were in the sun all day, and then we got back to the room. We had a couple glasses of wine. And we're like, we're not going anywhere tonight.
Yeah.
And so we watched. We like. Well, I'm getting
it's driving
to it.
Jimmy crazy.
Oh my God.
We saw a little movie, which was mentioned the last time I did your podcast, Doug.
Oh yeah.
Did you hear about The Morgan?
Okay, you did. I saw it on a plane right after that, yeah. And John Hamm is a lying sack of shit.
He's wrong.
Because that movie is fucking worthless.
Here's
as a Hugh Grant vehicle, it's one of the worst.
I texted him from my honeymoon as we were watching this movie, like, did you say this movie was kind of okay? It was so crazy. It's like a collection of scenes that you would see in a movie if a movie was playing on TV in a movie. Do you know what I mean? It's like if two characters are watching like a bad movie on TV and then somebody came in and interrupted them and then the action started. This is like the movie that would still be playing if the camera never followed the actors and just stayed on the television. It was crazy. It was crazily awful. Then I saw on the plane back from Hawaii, the movie was Leap Year with Amy Adams, romantic comedy, which I watched with the sound down, and I was able to completely follow from start to finish.
Yeah, you knew what was going on.
I would lean over to Janie, my wife, and I would just tell her, like, okay, now she's going to marry this asshole, but she doesn't realize he's an asshole yet. He's like a real type A business dude, and then later he will feel himself to be a shit. And then it's like everything played out exactly. And then I realized there's the long, arid stretch in a romantic comedy like that, like in the tradition of It Happened One Night, where the two people that are not supposed to fall in love, you gotta wait and wait and wait
they
for them.
They so don't
to fall
get along.
Oh my God, it takes
they
forever.
They are like the opposites.
Oh, it takes forever when you know what is going to happen. It's horrible.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are the last two movies that I saw.
Well, I've been to the cinema recently and I saw...
Forgive me for not asking you, how rude.
Some... documentaries.
What'd you see?
Did
you see
that I'd like to recommend?
You see The Gift Shop?
I saw Exit Through the Gift Shop.
Terrific. Did you love it?
So good. You
loved
saw
it.
That too?
Yeah.
Over did you see that?
I did bring Oliver for
was
that.
Was that at a mommy movie?
Yeah. Oh, he loves it. My son loves the documentary.
Really?
Yeah. We saw Oceans. And he loves. I say, you want to stick around and watch this?
What if at the end of that?
Graffiti artists.
What if at the end of that your son turned to you and said, "Dad, I'm Banksy."
I would say, how
well,
because
first of all, it would have been would have been garbled. But anyway, Banksy's the guy who he was a big in England. I guess he was a big artist, a street artist who would paste things on the wall instead of spraying them on there, or use stencils and all sorts of the stuff. And it's a really interesting documentary.
It's
like it's one of those documentaries where you don't want to say too much about it because it's interesting how twisty it is for a documentary.
Is it based on a true story?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. You idiot.
It's based on like this weird Frenchman who filmed a lot of stuff.
That may be the funniest thing you've ever said.
It's not.
Oh, it is.
Jimmy.
No.
Jimmy,
oh, it is.
I can guarantee
I don't know. Kate, what do you think?
No.
We both think it's not.
I think it is.
I don't think it is.
Thank you, Kate. You're welcome. Thank you.
Stay on
Jimmy,
with Kate.
But Jimmy likes the underdog when it comes to humor. He likes the jokes that aren't really the best ones.
Yeah.
And I was sent a copy of a thing called Best Worst Movie. Have you guys heard about this?
What?
No.
Wait, say it again.
It's all about, have you seen Troll 2? Troll 2 is amazingly awful, and there's a documentary made by the little boy in Troll 2, like a little, you know, like a little 8-year-old, 10-year-old actor. Mm-hmm. He grew up to make a documentary about how this movie has become like the best worst movie of all time.
But so it's like Troll probably was not that great to begin with.
Right, but Troll 2 is amazing because they got this like Italian guy to direct his script Goblin, and they didn't bother to put any trolls in the movie. It's a movie about goblins, but it's called Troll 2. And it's amazingly horrible movie.
Well, you're saying that as if people are watching the movie and saying, wait a minute, that's a goblin.
Because all the dialogue tells them that. It's not like the audience members have to figure it out. They just sit there going, there is no mention of trolls. No one is saying anything about trolls. Nobody's being asked questions before walking across a bridge. So,
it's no one's sitting on top of a pencil with their crazy hair.
That may be the funniest thing you've ever said.
Maybe.
It might be. We'll have to do some research.
That one is possible.
Wait, what's the name of that documentary, Doug?
It's called Best Worst Movie.
Best Worst Movie.
And it's playing at the East Village Theater in New York City right
now.
Not
going to see it then.
And it's going to be at the New Art starting next Friday, next week. And then it's going to be opening all over, so
I'm in.
Look for it is what I'm trying to say.
I'm sending a note to myself right now.
Oh, all right.
Is that right? Will you send it to me as well?
Best Worst Movie.
Yeah, well, I'll CC you on this.
Forward that.
Did you CC me on that note?
Hey, and blind copy me on that. I don't want Jimmy to know I was involved.
Kate, you went in on this?
Sure.
Now, Jimmy, Kate wants it as well, please.
Have you been to a mommy movie at all lately? Because I was obsessed when you used to go to mommy movies.
My son's gotten too old to go to the mommy movies. Once they can speak and run around, they don't want them there.
Because I was in a theater the other day.
What happened?
In Dallas, Texas, when I saw Exit through the gift shop. And they had a sign for their mommy movies where they said, it said, we don't turn the lights down.
Mm-hmm.
We don't turn the sound up too loud.
That's right.
So those are already great conditions to watch a movie. Guess what we add? Screaming babies.
Yeah.
So the sound's down a little bit, so they don't scream, but they're going to anyway. They're babies.
Nah, they really don't.
They really don't?
No, they
say there's a changing table in the room.
Sure, go change that
in
baby.
In the room.
You don't want to miss a second of that movie.
You want to smell other shit babies?
You'd rather him be changed. Let me shut up for a second. I'll
just relax.
If you change the child, it'll be less smell than if you let him sit in his own shit. And most of the
that's the number one rule in parenting. Change the child and let him instead of letting him sit
in his own shit.
By the way, most of the movies that are mommy movie are movies that you don't care if a kid.
Yeah, it's like a movie.
It's Leap Year. It's the Morgans. It's crap.
So you're taking your child to a different location for screaming purposes.
That's it. It's just to get out of the house.
Let's go do a group scream. Let's take the kid somewhere where other kids will be screaming.
And scream therapy.
Now, do you have to have a baby to get into the mommy movies?
You do not. In fact, there's been people sometimes where they come in and they're explained to it, like, you know, this is a baby movie. And they're like, yeah, that's okay. Really?
Yeah, that's creepy.
It's just me and my raincoat.
Just me and my coat.
Me, my raincoat, and my newspaper. We're all set.
No baby on me. See my car with the no baby on board sign?
Exhausted.
It's time, I think, for the Leonard Maltin Tourney of Championships.
Holy macaroni.
There we go.
The Tourney of Championships, I just said. The Tourney of Champions. I hope you guys are ready for this because it's going to be intense.
I hope so too, Doug.
We're going to start down there on the other end with Kate.
Okay.
So we haven't heard from her much.
I know.
Maybe you'll catch a break, Kate, and you'll answer one correctly.
I don't know.
Remember, before audience.
Okay, okay.
No, they didn't. Didn't seem like they did. They can't hear me, right?
No.
No.
Nice fill. While I get this thing going.
Seems unfair.
Sometimes the app takes a little while to... All right, you guys are going to be very excited about this category.
Okay.
It's...
Champion movies?
No.
Tournament movies?
It's future guest John Lithgow movies.
Future guest John Lithgow movies?
Yes.
I nailed it.
Because John Lithgow is still going to be a guest someday. His son keeps telling me it's going to happen.
What if his
the
son
last
is really...
message he sent to me is like, he's old, just give him a second to figure it out. Like, because he hasn't emailed me lately. I got scared that because I haven't heard from John Lithgow in a while. His play closed in New York, so he should be coming back out here.
Maybe he keeps looking in the mailbox for a computer from you.
Send me a computer and then I'll come. All right.
Is that really the category?
Yeah, why? Do you not know? Are you familiar with John Lithgow at all?
I know one.
Well,
you know more than you think.
You don't need to just know.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
He's been in some pretty big movies.
I look forward to playing.
And some obscure ones. Some obscure ones that I've chosen just for tonight. So let's start with Kate. You could pick the year. Oh, we got to pick contestants for you guys. I almost forgot again. Because I got some great prizes here.
I'm playing for somebody in the crowd?
Yeah, you got to play somebody in the crowd.
I'm out.
Yeah. What do you mean you're out? Too much pressure?
I don't like that poor person. They're not going to get anything. I don't know why I'm here.
You're a champion.
I'm here because I guessed Hoosiers when the category was basketball movies. And in fairness, I guess Hoosiers three times in a row.
I kind of remember that.
I was bound to hit it.
You just kept yelling Hoosiers.
That's right. Hoosiers and Hoop Dreams and Fast Break. Done.
Paul got Fish to Save Pittsburgh with no no word names. What? He got it with no guesses. He didn't say anything. I just knew.
I looked at you.
I knew he had an idea.
Yeah.
He had that fish face on. What's your name? Ashley, who would you like to have play for you? Kate or Jimmy wants to recuse himself, so I wouldn't choose him. Or, okay, Kate. She didn't even let me say your name,
We're
Paul.
In this together.
She didn't want to hear it.
All right. Ladies.
Marry Kate and Ashley.
All right.
Right?
The Olsons. They're playing.
What's
your
name? I
leaned up to say that.
Scott, who would you like to have play for you, Scott? Kate? Oh, she's taken. But not in general, fellas listening.
Well, hello there.
And you're still single?
Yes.
All right, cool. would you like Jimmy or Paul to play for you? Oh, he's going to take the dapper Mr. Paul F. Tompkins.
Thank you.
He editorialized in there. And what's your name?
Roozy.
All right. Okay. And let's go down to the next guy.
Hold on a second.
What?
Here's what I like, Roozy.
I want Roozy.
Because he gestured with his beer bottle and he said his name.
Yeah, Roozy.
You know me, Roozy.
I keep getting older and the high school girls stay the same.
Is Roozy my guy?
Roozy's your guy, I guess.
Me and you, Roozy.
Unless he wants to pick somebody else.
All the way to the end. We're not going to win, Roozy.
Jimmy and Roozy and Scott and Paul and Ashley and Kate. Yeah, those are the teams.
All right, Roozy.
Let's do this. Leonard Maltin
Raspberry
movies.
For no reason?
Somebody scoffed at you saying, all right, Roozy.
Idiot. Roozy doesn't have a shot. The guy's mad about it.
Here we go. Kate, would you like to play a John Lithgow movie from 1998 to 2006? Or 1984?
Oh. 98,
2006, or 84?
98? 98,
please.
All right,
Kate.
Here we go.
Is Paul okay? I don't know. People are laughing.
I did my famous one-syllable John Lithgow impression, and a few people laughed at
it. Wait, do it again.
Oh!
That's what he sounds like?
That's not bad.
Are you? Who do you think you're emailing? Are you going to be, like, stunned when this guy shows up?
You know what? I confused him with David Strathairn. Okay.
That guy's awesome.
I love that guy. He's always
just
good.
Briefly
He's in
that.
A lot of movies.
I was on an episode of Monk with him.
Really?
And he walked past me, and every time I'd walk past him, he'd go, "Hello, Jimmy." And I'd say, "Hello, David." And then run, because I didn't want to talk anymore to him. I panicked. "Hello, Jimmy."
Did he say it like that?
Mm-hmm. Every time. Wow. I thought he was mocking me every single time.
It sounded like he was. Your instincts were correct.
Hello, Jimmy.
Oh, David.
Did he ever say good night and good luck?
He did, every time.
All right.
I said, "I got to go do my scene." He'd say, "Good night and good luck."
All right, Kate.
Goodbye, Jimmy.
Leonard gives this 3.5 stars. I don't know about the 3.5 stars.
Give me the year again, please.
98.
Thank you, Kate.
You're welcome.
I don't know about the 3.5 stars. He says it's engrossing, literate, well observed.
Something's going on.
He says it's based on a true story.
Okay.
Kathy Bates appears unbilled.
Oh, we know it. Don't.
Jimmy thinks he knows it?
No.
Okay.
I'm playing not to come back for the finals.
I'll start with Kate. Okay. There are 12 names. How many names do you think you get this in? From 19.
Let's try.
98.
Five?
Oh.
I know.
Nice bid.
Thanks.
Jesus. Paul F. Tompkins? What do you think?
Four.
How many names do you think?
He
says four names. Jimmy Pardo.
I'm going to say name that movie.
All right.
Oh.
Is that what I do? I don't know if that's what I do.
Classic move. Yeah, you did that right. I think this is going to be a tough one, but also it's doable. 3.5 stars, 1998. All those other words I said. Engrossing, literate, well observed.
Unbilled Kathy Bates.
Unbilled
Engrossing, Kathy. Literate, based on a true story.
Yes. James Gandolfini is in this movie.
Mm.
Do you have a one-word impression of him? Of course, from Where the Wild Things Are. All right, then Dan Hedaya.
Loretta.
Sydney Pollack.
Tomato.
I don't know.
From Tootsie. He was in Tootsie.
Yeah, he was in Tootsie. Peter Jacobson. I don't know who that is.
He's a...
And then there's this actress.
He's the guy in this movie that I'm trying to guess.
Yeah, Kathleen Quinlan. Yeah, 98, 3.5 stars.
So those are the bottom five names
you got.
Oh, I got five by accident. That's awesome.
Oh, I gave you that extra name that's not helpful.
That did not help. Yeah, Peter. Peter Jacobson.
Peter Jacobson's in it.
Gandolfini, Sydney Pollack.
Yeah.
Unbilled Kathy Bates.
98.
Johnny Lith, of course.
Dan Hedaya.
Dan Hedaya.
I'm not arguing that with you.
Is this movie engrossing?
I need to go back and sometimes Leonard helps me to go find my way and re-see a movie because I thought this movie wasn't that great. Mm. But what do I know? Anything?
I can't
come up with it.
All right, I'll say the rest of the names. We'll have a fun. Jimmy gets the point. Lithgow, Bruce Norris, Jelko Ivanek, William H. Macy, the aforementioned Tony Shalhoub, Robert Duvall.
Bobby D.
And number one, see what I'm saying? This movie's not so engrossing, is it? Number one star of the movie, John Travolta. Oh. It was directed by Steve Zaillian. And it was about a slick Boston injury lawyer who gets in over his head when he takes a case against two industrial giants whose alleged pollution of a river caused the deaths of children in Woburn, Mass. Engrossing, literate, well observed, adapted by the director from Jonathan Hart's bestseller
Grease.
And it's called Grease. No, it's called A Civil Action.
Oh, come on.
I
remember that shit?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Right?
Ugh.
Did you see that?
Paul? No.
No.
Who did?
I saw it. I Leonard. Barely remember it. But Gandolfini was impressive.
Leonard has to see them.
That's his
people
job.
People saying Leonard. It's infuriating. Leonard saw it.
So Jimmy gets the point.
Thank you.
We start with Kate again.
This is how he's in the champion. The
tourney. Right.
No, he got Hoosiers with nothing.
Oh, take that away from me.
2006, Kate? 1984 or 2004? What year do you like?
2004.
Okay, here we go. This is a tournament of champions for anyone who doesn't remember.
It's exciting.
The champions get a lot of pussy.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Shut up, Kate. Quit using your deep voice, Kate. All right, this is from 2004. 3 stars he gives it. I think that's reasonable. I'll agree with that.
You think that's reasonable or unreasonable?
I think it's reasonable.
Reasonable.
Okay. And he calls it Leonard calls it startlingly frank.
Oh.
Evocative.
Oh, boy.
Superior performances. And a keen sense of period detail.
Period detail is helpful. 2004, Kate.
And there's a lot of names.
Sounds like there's a lot of names.
Too many to count, Doug?
18 names.
Oh, 18 names.
18 names. What do you think, Kate?
Well, then I'm going to say, let's do eight names.
Eight names. Eight. Paul F. Tompkins, that's a...
Seven names.
She eliminated 10.
Really?
I'll say seven names.
All right, yeah. Seven names to you, Jimmy.
Because I can't add names, right? I can't say, that's preposterous. No. I would go 12.
No.
We're not on Kate, I think Kate started too low.
Oh, sorry.
With their 18 names, which means there's six names, and they're the bottom dwellers, right? The six we get are from the bottom?
Yeah.
Yep.
Bottoms up.
You know what? I refuse to get a point by saying name that movie, so I will say six.
Oh, I like that. The person on the field that plays with the most integrity usually gets beat up pretty bad.
Well... I'm already up one. I'm willing
true
to take
of all
the hit.
Things.
Yes.
True of all things.
Yes. Kate, he said six names. So you could say Kate. Name that
I
movie,
could say...
or you could try to go less.
Say five.
All right. Let's say five.
Wow. She says five names. Paul F. Tompkins.
Four names.
Oh.
Well, you must have some idea then.
I don't.
Well, Jimmy, now
you have put me in a position.
You're back in
again.
The position again.
I'm back in the so I could say name it. You're not going to, and I get a point. I'm not happy with that. That's not how I want to win this game.
But
that's
I
not
like how to I play,
was,
Jimmy.
That's not how I was raised.
I like to run.
It's not how I was raised.
Open up that gate. Let me out.
What did you say?
I said what? Four
you said
names?
Four.
Four
I said
names.
Four names.
Three.
Oh.
Three names, says Jimmy Pardo.
Say two, Kate.
Keeping it interesting. Let me give you the clues again.
No, I would tell you. You should.
Leonard Maltin gives it 3 stars. It's from 2004. John Lithgow is in it. I could not tell you for the life of me what he did in it.
I saw no movies in 2004.
Lithgow takes small parts sometimes. That's part of what's impressive about him as an artist. Mm-hmm. Startlingly frank, evocative, superior performances. A keen sense of period detail.
I may know it.
I think you might, too.
I don't know if I do at all.
All right. Where
tell
are we at?
Name it,
what's
Kate.
Happening? Oh, Kate, okay. Oh. Three names?
Yeah, Jimmy
you
got
to go less
names.
Or say name it.
Or two to you, Kate. Say two.
Yeah.
Or not to me? What happened to me? Am I still in it?
No, you could just sit and wait.
So I either
for
say...
a second.
I either say two or name that movie.
Yeah, you could make Jimmy name that movie.
That would be a mean move, though, wouldn't it?
What do you mean mean?
Well,
you guys are here to win.
All right, you know what? Name
you guys
that
are here
movie.
To win nothing.
I say name that movie.
I heard
okay,
her say two. Boom. I heard her say two.
I think you're going to like these names.
Okay, here we
because
go.
Because two of them I've never heard of, and one just died.
Wait, out of two names? No, wait, that's
three names.
Three names.
Three, and the movie is 2004, am I correct?
Yeah. And you kind of have a feel for it, you think?
Pardon me? No, I do not, sir.
Okay. Catherine Houghton.
Oh, yeah, I know it now.
Do you want spelling on that?
No, I do not. That would not be helpful.
Lynn Redgrave, who just left us, right?
Yeah, we lost her.
Yeah, she was great. And then Dagmara Dominichk. Dominichk.
I'm going to say,
kind of Russian
based on 18 people in the cast and the what the gentleman said, I'm going to say Wag the Dog.
Oh, that's a guess. I don't think Lithgow was even in Wag the Dog.
How the fuck do I know what he's in? You didn't know he was in this either.
That's true, but that's incorrect. Kathleen Chalfant, Veronica Cartwright, John McMartin, Heather Goldsmith, William Sadler, Julianne Nicholson, Dylan Baker, Oliver Platt, Tim Curry, John Lithgow, Timothy Hutton, Peter Sarsgaard, Chris O'Donnell, Laura Linney, and Liam Neeson in the title role.
Taken.
John Lithgow played his kidnapped daughter. It was a remarkable performance. What I want you to do now is get under the bed. Then they're going to take you. Why did I have to get under the bed, Dad? All right. The movie's called Kinsey. Oh. Wow, I forgot about that movie.
Yeah, and it was directed by Bill Condon. Are you familiar with him at all, Jimmy?
I am. That gentleman directed me in the movie Dreamgirls.
Directed you to out of the movie,
That's
correct?
Right. He directed me in and cut me out.
I remember. Was he a good guy, though?
Very pleasant. Laughed at a lot of my uncomfortable jokes.
How did he say hi to you every day?
Hello, Jimmy.
So Kate has a point and Paul has a point, right?
No, I have a point.
Kate, I want to give your point to Paul.
What?
Just because you didn't feel like you earned it.
That seems fair.
No.
I don't think it does.
All right. So, wait, Paul, so you got a lot of work to do here.
That was startlingly frank.
So, Kate and Jimmy each have a point.
John Lithgow played the dad, right, in Kinsey?
The dad of Kinsey?
Yeah,
he was probably like, you shouldn't have sex. And he's I'm not only going to have sex, I'm going to do a study.
Like, that's what you do when your parents try to hold you back.
2006, Paul F. Tompkins, you get to pick.
Okay, I'm going to say 2006.
Or
84.
Or
is interesting to me.
Or 1990.
Eh.
2006, 84, or 90.
I like 2006 because of its proximity to 2010.
I do too.
But 1984, I feel like that was a prime time in my movie-going young life. I might be able to nail this son of a bitch.
People write to me and say they hate this part, the bidding and but I...
They're
you know,
wrong.
I think it's fun.
I'm having a great time talking. 1984!
Here we go, 84.
Another 1984. It's Billy Squire.
2.5 stars
the
from
famous
Len.
Drummer.
2.5 stars from Len, even though this is somewhat considered a classic. Mm. Yeah, from 84.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ah. But Len does say this. He says, too much emphasis on hackneyed story.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Took it to task. 11 names, Paul F. Tompkins.
11.
I can name that movie in one name.
People in the audience think they know it.
Oh, no.
Really? One name,
I
he says.
Say to you, I can say it in zero.
Oh. Now, wait. Kate Micucci likes to come in with the negative names, which means you can name the movie and name a name from the cast.
Oh, I didn't know you could do that.
Well, then I want to add on to that.
Well, you wait till she bids. It's her bid.
I will.
I don't know this movie.
So you have to say Jimmy Pardo name this movie, or you have to bid negative one and hope that Paul will take it to two and that Jimmy will take it to three. This gets very exciting.
So if I bid negative one, it could... Okay, I say negative one.
Paul, what do you say?
I can name that movie in negative three names.
Holy shit! Three names, Jimmy. Out of 11 names.
Those are the same three I know.
Oh, dig deep. There's some other people in it. If you know what movie it is, there's some other people in it.
Oh!
Tournament of Champions.
Oh. What did you say, three? You trumped me.
Yes, I did.
Three.
You can't think of more than three people in this movie?
I'll say four.
I would love it if you guys were even thinking of the wrong movie.
I'll say four.
There's a good chance. Four
he says four
I'm
names.
I'm going to go four.
Oh,
so
wow.
Kate has to pull the trigger on it now.
I don't know this movie.
Name that movie. Yeah.
Name that movie.
Oh. She can't. If she said five, you couldn't name six people in it.
I bet I fucking could. I actually do not bet that.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so Jimmy has
do
to
I
do
give me the
four
people
names.
First or the movie first?
You might as well give us the movie first.
Well, you think it's Footloose. We believe it's Footloose.
It's Footloose, yes.
All right, so we got
Kevin
Bacon.
So now you have to name four people from it. Kevin, that's one.
You got
good pull.
Chris Penn.
Two.
Laurie Singer.
Three. Who's he leaving out?
Am I missing the main one?
Don't say anything. This is the best thing that ever happened. Don't say anything. All right, so far you have Kevin Bacon.
Yes.
Right? That's what you said?
Chris Penn.
Laurie Singer. Name a fourth person from Footloose. I know you can do it.
Well, John Lithgow.
That's the one.
Is Aidan Quinn in this as well?
No, Aidan Quinn.
What movie was Aidan Quinn in with Laurie Singer? What movie was that?
Oh, yeah. That was that one. Can you name another name?
No. By the way, I was thinking of Buckaroo Banzai the whole time.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I really was.
I could name six people from Buckaroo Banzai.
I feel like I might be able to.
Let me see if I can do it.
Let me see if I can do it.
Let's not you ignore first. The fact that I just got another point.
Oh, Jimmy Pardo got a point. We'll play that other game later.
Now let's get back to this. Peter Weller, of course.
Yes,
of course.
That's one.
The aforementioned Mr. Lithgow.
Yeah.
Gow. Christopher Lloyd.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken, our old friend Danadaya is also in that movie.
Is Danadaya in that?
Yep.
Okay. We have a verification from one guy sitting behind Ruzy.
Got it.
Jeff Goldblum.
Yes.
Is in that movie. And this is the one. This is the one I was excited about because I thought, oh, this is the one I will get that nobody will get. Billy Vera.
I know that one too.
From the Beaters?
He had that song with the Beaters. Yes, what would you think
if I had of this moment? It was from Family Ties.
If you wanted this moment?
If you had of this moment.
What would you think if you had this moment? Wait, what are the words you're singing?
What would you think?
I got that. What would you think?
If I held this moment.
If I held this moment?
If I held this moment.
You're not really. I wish you would just say it instead of.
No. That takes the soul out of it.
Yes, the whole band, Billy Vera and the Beaters, were all in that movie.
Yeah, Diane Wiest and Sarah Jessica Parker were also in Footloose, though.
Sure.
But you guys don't remember the female characters. And they're remaking it, but they keep casting keeps changing on it, so I don't know what's going to happen. I can't wait, though, for it. Because if they, you know, that's the thing you should do with Footloose is update it. Like, what would it be like if there was a town where there's no dancing in 2010? It would be even more fucking ridiculous than the first time around, ridiculous. That's my first thing. Jonathan Lithgow, how dare you stop dancing? How dare you outlaw dancing?
Let's hear it for the boy.
Why don't they set it in the Middle East where it would make sense? And it will also make sense in today's crazy political climate.
They could call it Berkloose.
You gotta cut loose, Berkloose. Kick off your hooded hat. Hooded hat. That's what I went with.
Hooded hat.
Kick off your hooded hat.
Hooded hat. That's what I went with. Ladies over there with their hooded hats.
Kick it off. Crazy. Kick it off your hooded hat.
Hey, kick off your hooded hat.
Idiot.
Me. All right, so who won the point for that?
Oh, I did.
Me.
Oh, Jimmy so you Pardo. Won 2 points.
Yes.
Oh, so you win the whole thing.
Ah! Yeah.
You did it. I was so excited that you might not think of John Lithgow when you were naming names.
I'm not going to lie to you. There's a good chance I wasn't going to.
Yeah.
Can I ask
I may have said Aidan Quinn by mistake.
There was one lady in the audience had a dramatic reaction to the name Laurie Singer.
Yes, she did.
There was an audible gasp when Laurie Singer was said.
What if that is Laurie Singer?
Oh, my God, Laurie Singer, are you in the audience? I'm Doug Benson. I love movies.
How does he know me?
They told me that movie was a secret.
Let's hear it for the boy.
But you know what else John Lithgow was in that almost came up if anyone had chosen?
Give us the year.
1996. Oh, I think I know it was 1990. 2006?
Oh, what was 1990?
Was it Memphis Belle?
Yes.
All right.
Wow. Memphis weird. Fucking Belle.
It was weird.
Honorable mention, Kate. I won.
I know. I know. I was just wondering.
That's amazing. I think you won. Look at that.
I
right
did
there.
The plus four.
Oh, isn't that funny?
Remember Lithgow had that like fake ponytail
I never
on?
Saw it.
He's
I
like
never
in
saw
one
it.
Scene. What?
I never saw
You
it.
Never saw the movie that Jimmy was cut out of?
No. Once I heard Jimmy was cut out of it, I was like, forget it.
He was in Dreamgirls. He had a scene with John Krasinski. But I appreciate you standing tight with me,
I didn't
man.
I know John Krasinski was in Dreamgirls. Maybe I should see this movie.
The two of them played like Hollywood types having a meeting with Beyonce's character, and it's not a great scene.
It's a horrible scene. They cut me out. They left that shit scene in.
I'll just fast forward through that part.
Do you want me to come over and do my scene when it's time? When you
watch that movie? I would love that.
So Ruzy's our winner?
Yeah, Ruzy's our guy.
Oh, that's I'm so glad because I don't remember the
guy.
Names of the other people. Ashley and Scott. Ruzy wins. I was sent this by the nice people at Best Worst Movie, an awesome poster for Best Worst Movie. Like I said earlier in the show, look for that in a town near you. Best Worst Movie. You also win a long sleeve black T-shirt from the House of Blues, where I will be playing on May 24th in San Diego. The House of Blues,
Help
May
24th, ever heard
San Diego. And you also win a copy of my CD, Doug Benson, Professional Humor Idiot, available on astrecords.com, where you can also get Paul F. Tompkins' Freak Wharf and Impersonal.
It's true.
Both of his CDs are on there.
Thanks, most of you.
And you can get Jimmy Pardo's CDs there as well.
Pompous Clown, a new one coming up in 2010.
Oh! And you also can get, can you still get Bag of Corn shirts on there?
You can get all sorts of Never Not Funny memorabilia.
Be sure to listen to Never Not Funny, everybody. And Kate McCucci, do you have anything you'd like to plug? Any upcoming dates with Garfunkel and Oates?
Well, I'll need...
Your partner, Garfunkel, will be here next week, of course, because she's in the Tournament of Champions.
I would like to say that on Wednesday, the 19th... I like having three microphones.
It's fun. It is fun.
We're playing Largo at the Coronet.
Largo in Los Angeles at the Coronet. A lovely venue. You can see me doing the Benson Interruption there once a month. And,
Jimmy, Doug, when does this drop?
I like to say plop. This plops sometime this weekend. So.
Oh, all right.
You got to plug a little further in advance.
Well, if you get it this weekend, I'm in Seattle and I need people to come to the show because I'm up against Brian Posehn and nobody told me. So please come out to see me at Rebar.
You guys are both in Seattle at the same time?
We're both in Seattle at the same time.
You should team up on both of your shows.
How do we do that?
Have one earlier and one later?
It's a great idea. I'm sure both venues will love to do that. But listen,
you're at Rebar, and where's Brian?
Brian, he's around. But listen, Seattle.
This is on Saturday?
This is Friday and Saturday, 15th and 16th. And I will say in advance, thank you for letting me down, Seattle. And then next
Saturday.
They
won't really hear this probably.
They won't. Yeah. Then the 21st, I think it's Saturday the 21st, I'll be in Madison, Wisconsin.
Saturday's the 22nd, sir.
The 22nd, then. All the better.
You'll be at the Majestic?
It's one better than 21. I'll be at the Majestic Theater
will
in Madison,
Wisconsin. Will Jim Carrey
be
there?
Of course he will be.
Madison, Wisconsin, Majestic Theater. Oh, that's a nice venue. I walked by there when I was playing a comedy club in town. Hopefully, Posehn won't be there when you're there next weekend.
Yeah, or everybody will walk by it again.
That weekend, I'm going to be at Rooster Teeth Feathers in Sunnyvale, California, May 20th through 23rd. And then I'm doing my Friday the 13th 3D screening at CineFamily on May 24th. I mentioned that earlier. House of Blues, Friday, May 28th. I said May 24th when I gave you your shirt, Roozy. When you're looking at Roozy, it's hard to keep track of anything because he's so mesmerizing. Oh, he gave me a bong. It says government on it. Government. Stoners love to have fun with words. And
it was fun.
Change government to government. Oh, what could take the government down? A mint. Yeah, exactly. Roozy knows how it works. And, I'll be at the Comedy Stage this year at Bonnaroo, so come see me there. Jimmy, do you have anything you want to plug really quick?
Sure. Fort Wayne, Indiana this weekend. Next weekend on the 22nd, I am going to be opening at the Majestic Theater in Madison, Wisconsin.
Wait, you guys are on what?
No, I'll be in Fresno, California at the theater in Fresno on the 22nd.
22nd of...
Look for that theater.
22nd of May.
At May 20th, you'll be at a theater.
Yeah, just
Fresno.
Google Fresno and theater. Jimmy Pardo.
Is it the Fresno Theater?
And then I heard it through the grapevine video and find where you're going to be playing.
Yeah.
What?
Yes, and...
I got to remember to write down. Eddie, that's it? That's all you got coming up?
That seems like enough.
I mean, I got... What's up? Things not going so good?
I make a lot of money.
A lot of holes in the calendar, huh?
I don't need to travel very much. I make a lot of money.
All right, well, come back and see us again next week. This is the end of the whatever season this was, episode 50. Thank you all for coming to watch it, and thank you guys for participating in it, Kate and Jimmy and Paul.
Excuse me, sir.
And, shake hands like gentlemen. Who won ultimately? Jimmy won. All right, we'll have you back in the future.
Furious.
And Paul is furious. And as always, Tobey Maguire is a shithead. And I didn't pick it, dude. She did. Roozy is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Heisenberg is viewing prowess, makes him cocky. There's no room in